For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Spanish Prime Minister says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. VOA's Steve Miller reporting on pro-independence demonstrations across Spain.
Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader, Charles Puigdemont, has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked that sitting of parliament.
VOA's Steve Miller reporting. Hurricane Nate has made landfall along the U.S. Gulf Coast, moving through the states of Mississippi and Alabama inland now. Nathan's winds have decreased to about 85 kilometers per hour, expected to further weaken as it moves over land. Of most concern is the storm surge, which could bring 3-meter-high water swells onshore. In its wake, Nate is leaving at least 25 people dead across Central America. Explosions at a natural gas plant, a station in Accra, rocked the Ghanaian capital, causing a massive fire that forced residents to flee. Reuters reporting that there have been casualties, according to the Deputy Information Minister. Ghana National Fire Service spokesperson told the French news agency AFP that a tanker delivering natural gas to a petrol station caused the explosions. This is VOA News. U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia warning American citizens to exercise caution in the area around Jeddah's peace plow after a report of attacks there. Two Saudi guards were killed, three more injured after a man drove up to the western gate of the royal palace in Jeddah, began shooting. A government spokesman said members of the royal guard fatally shot the attacker. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Las Vegas to express solidarity with its residents and visitors, shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting at a country music concert that left 58 people dead, nearly 500 wounded. Meantime, U.S. federal agents have begun removing from the scene of the shooting the personal belongings of concert goers that they left behind when they fled, the bullet spraying into the crowd at the hand of Stephen Pollock, who later killed himself. Investigators continue to explore the possible motives of the 64-year-old shooter. Kevin McAhill is with the local sheriff's office.
We do not still have a clear motive or reason why. I can assure you that we are aware of all aspects of this case, to include the rumor, innuendo, and supposition by many in the public. And I get it. We all want answers.
Investigators have found that Paddock planned his attack meticulously, choosing carefully his hotel room and modifying dozens of guns to enable them to fire rapidly like an automatic weapon. Australians have handed in 51,000 weapons during the first national gun amnesty there in 20 years. Government saying the amnesty has helped to reduce the risk of firearms falling into the hands of terrorists and criminals. The latest now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Authorities in Australia believe the 3-month gun amnesty that ran through September 30 has made the country safer since a mass shooting in the state of Tasmania in 1996. It's estimated that there are about 260,000 unregistered weapons in Australia, which has some of the world's toughest gun control measures. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the measures are critical to Australian society.
Now, it's vitally important that we maintain our gun control laws. They are among the strictest in the world. We've seen the shocking tragedy in Las Vegas. The killer there had a collection of semi-automatic weapons, which a person in his position would simply not be able to acquire in Australia.
Anyone found with an unregistered firearm in Australia now faces up to 14 years in prison or a heavy fine. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.